This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on grief, depression, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and poetry of the late indie rock singer-songwriter David Berman. How you doing, motherfuckers? I am sitting here at my desk looking out the window right now, and it is gray and somewhat miserable out. We are in the full effects of winter. There was a winter storm yesterday, which has put some snow on the ground. Finally, we had a green Christmas, and now there is snow. And this is what I have to look forward to for the next couple of months. It's not something I relish, I assure you of that. I pretty much am not an outdoor person in the winter, which is troubling because I need to be outdoors. I need to get fresh air and I need walks in, and it's tough. It's extra tough when fuckers don't shovel their walkways so that you can traverse the sidewalks, you know, in an orderly manner without walking around looking as though you're having some sort of spastic reaction. You know, it's just a strange thing when you're about to fall, the weird movements your body will make to maintain balance. It looks comical, but oftentimes it's very frightening. And I don't know, I'm getting to the point age-wise where falling is not something I long for. I've never broken a bone in my body. And I don't know, you know, I feel like pretty tough, but I think that if I were to break a bone these days, I would be an absolute wimp about it because I've never experienced that pain. And I've went off on a rant, haven't I? I've went off on a tangent, all because people don't shovel their sidewalks. Just fucking get a shovel and shovel it, man. And if you've got a little salt, put some salt down. But I will tell you what, my dogs, they don't like the salt. It irritates the pads of their feet. So there's that. Listen, I am in a bit of a funk. The new meds that I'm on were enough to get me noticed by my wife and several of my friends. They noted, you seem different. You seem better than you have over the last little while. And I agree. I went to a party on Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. No, I'm just joking. That's a little Lita Ford for you. But I did go to a party on Saturday night, and it was a friend's party from high school days and university days as well. Like we maintained, and we've maintained a friendship despite my efforts to fuck things up. I didn't go to his wedding, for example, and that was a bit of a dent in our friendship. I'll be frank. But I sent him a long letter one day, inviting him to my wedding when I got married, and, you know, sort of explained my position at the time, which was that I was extremely poor. There was a year that the government, when I filed my income taxes, the government followed up and they said, you need to provide a letter, a written signed letter to confirm your earnings because your earnings are so low. It was like $7,800. And that's when I was 29. I took the year, I quit my job and went to performance school, comedy school. And then I spent the summer in LA, cashed out all my life savings, and spent that on summer in Hollywood. And it all worked out rather well until I got home and didn't have a job. So, you know, it was my letter basically said that it was the goodwill of my friends that got me through, you know, and that's really, truly the case. I was very fortunate. But I digress, as I always do on this podcast. I guess I should just call this podcast the Digression Project, because that's essentially what it is. But anyway, the party was full of people that I didn't know. And I feel like I went in, even my wife made the comment the next day. She said, I'm shocked that you went, because you typically bail on things like that at the last minute. Being social with people that I don't know very well, I'm extremely in my head. And I wasn't. I was gregarious. I was, joking. We had a good time. We watched some sports, drank some beers. And it was a lot of fun. I had a good time. So put yourself out there. Risk is necessary. I got a new tattoo recently, and it's that's what it is. It says risk is necessary, and it's a picture of a cow jumping over the moon. And, it's to signify, I suppose, that anything is possible, as Kevin Garnett once said. So there's that. I will tell you that the last 3 days, though, I've been in a funk. I've been in a funk. And I don't know whether I've caught up with this medicine already. I just can't imagine that's the case. Or I'm just in a bit of a funk weather-wise, seasonal affective disorder, that sort of thing. And the drug just can't keep up with that. I truly don't know. I truly don't know. But it's a marked difference between where I was and where I am. I'm not having suicidal ideation. I'm just low. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very low, 10 being extremely high. I've been a 4 this week. I track that, and I've been a 4. And that's no good, because 4s lead to 3s. And, then it's just all hell breaks loose. So I need to be in the 6 range. I don't want to settle for 5s. I've been settling for 5s for a long time, but I want to be in the 6 or 7 range. I really, truly do. And then I can start to put my life back together. There's pieces all over the place. It's like a 1,000-piece puzzle of a puddle. It's just impossible to imagine what the end result looks like. And yet I have to. I have to put this shit together, because without being together, I'm gonna fall apart, completely. And that's just no good for anybody involved. So there's that.
Radio's on, feeling all right. Cruising the strip on a Saturday night. Smiling my way, and I hide all my pain. But the sign on my bumper gives me away. Honk if you're lonely. Tonight, if you need a friend to get through the night, toot on your horn, flash of your brights, honk if you're lonely tonight. I know a honky tonk where we can go, a booth in the back with the lights way down low. The jukebox is playing a sad melody. Lovers just like you and me. We'll laugh and we'll flirt and we'll dance every dance. Before the night's over, we'll make romance. The morning will find us with a smile on our face. And we'll be together in a lover's embrace. Honk if you're lonely tonight. If you need a friend to get through the night. Flash of your brights, honk if you're lonely tonight. Chance that you'll meet someone new. I know that somewhere waiting for me is a sad, lonely lover with a bumper that reads, honk if you're lonely tonight. If you need a friend to get through the night,
You got to not step on that. It's fading out nice there. And you don't want to step on it because, well, you just don't. Because the artist wanted it to play that long. And I got to respect that. I got to respect the art, you know? You got to fucking respect that art. Garfunkel. So, honk if you're lonely. What do you think? Send me a message. JD@MediumAlchemist.com. Would love to hear from you. I personally love this song, but I love this record. This record is just so damn good. And part of that is, you know, the double vocals with Malk and Berman. And they just sound great together. It sounds like they're having fun. It sounds jangly. It sounds loose. It just sounds fun, even though that song is, you know, in theory, a sad song. I don't think of it as sad. There's an uplift to it. And it's punctuated, though, with that sound of the honking horn right at the end, indicating that, you know, Berman is lonely tonight. And that's no good for anybody. So there's that. Let's get cracking with Self-Portrait at age 28. This is, gosh, what is this? Part 3 or part 4? This is part 4 of Self-Portrait at age 28 from the book Actual Air, Berman's collection of poetry. So let's get right to that. There are things I've given up on, like recording funny answering machine messages. It's part of growing older, and the human race as a group has matured along the same lines. It seems our comedy dates the quickest. If you laugh out loud at Shakespeare's jokes, I hope you won't be insulted if I say you're trying too hard. Even sketches from the original Saturday Night Live seem slow-witted and obvious now. It's just that our advances are irrepressible. Nowadays, little kids can't even set up lemonade stands. It makes people too self-conscious about the past, though try explaining that to a kid. I'm not saying it should be this way. All this new technology will eventually give us new feelings that will never completely displace the old ones, leaving everyone feeling quite nervous and split in two. We will travel to Mars, even as folks on Earth are still ripping open potato chip bags with their teeth. Why? I don't have the time or intelligence to make all the connections, like my friend Gordon. This is a true story. Who, having grown up in Braintree, Massachusetts, had never pictured a brain snagged in a tree until I brought it up. He'd never broken the name down to its parts. By then, it was too late. He had moved to Coral Gables. That is Self-Portrait at age 28, and that is part 4. And it ends with a chuckle. I love the ending of that poem, that section of the poem. Coral Gables and Braintree, Massachusetts. I always have trouble saying Massachusetts. I'm not sure if anybody else does. I also loved the idea that we're going to land on Mars while certain people on Earth are still ripping open potato chip bags with their teeth. It just shows how primitive we are and how far we can get, you know, a certain cohort of us anyway. I don't know what that's going to look like. I rarely do. I'm just not intelligent enough to articulate. Oh, man. So good. This is just another example of Berman being Berman and really delivering the goods. I think that this poem, once we hear it all together, and I will do that, I'll stitch it all together at the end and put it out as a separate podcast on the feed. I think you're going to be real happy with it when you hear it all together, but it's just too long to do in one episode, I feel. So that's why I've chosen to break it down. And it's also broken down into pieces in the book. So I think it, you know, only makes sense. That's what I have for you this week. Wish me luck in the week to come. I hope that this drug kicks back in. I see my doctor soon enough, and maybe he'll have to bump me. Maybe he'll have to bump me from 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams. I don't know. But I'm willing to do what it takes. So there's that. Talk to you next week. Stay hungry, stay foolish, and of course, wash your damn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.